Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
Good evening, Life Christian Center. It is Wednesday night, so that means this is our online midweek chapel service. And so let's just begin to dig into the Word tonight together. A few weeks ago, I was reading and I ran across Psalm 101. In this psalm written by King David, we find a solemn vow which he made to God when he began leading not just his family, but also when he began leading the kingdom of Israel. The plan or model that we see here is good for governing everything from a family to an entire kingdom, good principles and guidelines to live by, if you will. And maybe that's why it is often referred to as the householder's psalm. You see, when we think of governing spiritual life and health, especially within the boundaries of our homes and households, we tend to remember bold, clear scriptures like we find in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, when Joshua is standing not just before his own family, but before all of the people of Israel, as he intrepidly declares, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I think for all of us, if we've been in this very long at all, that scripture kind of resonates and rings true and comes to our remembrance very easily. You see, as they began to inhabit the promised land that God had given them so graciously, this call by Joshua was a call to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. It was a call to put any and all false idols from the past and present away. It was a call to make a choice as both an individual as well as a family. It was a time of decision. It was a time of determination. And for Joshua, he had already come to that plain and unmistakable choice that for him and for his family, serving the Lord just wasn't a better choice. It was the only choice. You see, like Joshua, there have been moments where maybe we too have made that similar statement of faith or something like it, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, or as for me, I will serve the Lord. You see, what we often forget, just like the people of Israel did, is that this choice isn't a once and done kind of thing, but rather a consistent daily choice. If the choice isn't made each day, what can potentially happen is our hearts begin to drift away from that determination. And as our hearts begin to drift away, what happens is eventually our homes, our families follow suit and they begin to drift away. And we see a perfect example of that, especially in relationship to the people of Israel, kind of exampled in Judges chapter 2. You see, if we begin in Judges chapter 2 and we just look at verse 7 and 10, it sums it up very clearly. Verse 7 says this, "And the Israelites served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the leaders who outlived him, those who had seen all the great things that the Lord had done for Israel." Now let's move to verse 10. "After that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things that he had done for Israel." So how could that happen? How could they end up with a generation that didn't acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things that he had done for him? You see, the simple truth is someone stopped leading. For there to be a generation that was disconnected meant that before them there had to be a generation that chose to be silent. You see, they stopped leading by example. Someone stopped speaking and telling the great things that God had done. Someone became distracted with other things around them and were no longer leading people to understand the goodness, the greatness, the faithfulness of God. Someone stopped exampling, serving the Lord. You see, with that in mind, I want us to go back to Psalm 101. And while there is a lot that we could begin to unpack within this wonderful passage of Scripture, I found myself rather focused and revolving around just one portion of verse 2. But let's read all of verse 2 together tonight. It says, "I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house." I want us tonight to to focus on the last part of verse 2, where King David says, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. Scripture, we know, bears witness that we all have the power of choice. It also bears witness of both the reward and the regret of choice. So we know that every day we must choose. And so we see examples of that through God's word. Again, as we just read in Joshua 24 and 15, Joshua stands up and he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. David says, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. So again, where does that start? Where does choice start? Where does transformation start? Where does passing those things on to the next generation start? It starts with me. It starts with you. Again, it's as for me, or I will walk. Not as for my spouse, not as for my neighbor, not as for my coworker, or not as for the culture, but it's as for me. You see, what we need to understand today is that it starts in our own heart, in our own life, with our own choice. Again, David's choice was, I will walk. What he was saying in that moment, if we really break that phrase down, is he was saying, I choose to live and to lead. I want you to hear that again tonight. I will walk translates to I will live and I will lead. The old saying rings true. We must practice what we preach. And again, sometimes it is much harder or easier to preach than it is to practice. But when all we do is preach and we refuse to practice, what we do is we render what we preach null and void. You see, Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. He said, but I train like a champion athlete. I subdue my body and get it under control so that after preaching the good news to others, I myself won't be disqualified. He said, I do this so that when I preach the good news to others, I myself won't be disqualified. To live and lead takes intentional discipline. It takes intentional subjection. It takes intentional self-control as we yield ourselves to the revelation and instruction of God's word and the anointing and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If we refuse to live and lead by example, if we refuse to practice what we preach, we essentially are disqualifying ourselves and disrupting the future that needs that same knowledge and example of God. You see, to be disqualified here in 1 Corinthians means that we have failed to pass the test. That we have failed to pass the test. It denotes that we are unapproved and that we aren't just now unfit, but that we are now also counterfeit. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be deemed counterfeit or fraudulent, especially in my spiritual life and example of Jesus Christ. You see, our goal is not to be counterfeit, it's to be authentic. Amen. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 says this, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? You see, to preach simply means to proclaim, to announce the gospel message publicly with conviction, with passion, with a persuasion. Again, it's living and leading by example. If someone doesn't step up to the plate and speak the life of Christ, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ into this current and future generations, what happens is there will be a generation who does not know the Lord. You see, it's our job to preach. It's our job to speak. It's our job to live and to lead by example. Again, David said, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. We are to live and to lead our personal lives, our marriages, our children, our extended families with integrity of heart. Everybody say integrity. You see, integrity here denotes complete or full integrity. It is integrity that is absolute, or it's fully carried out to the very best of our ability. Now, again, we need to understand tonight that this happens not because that we are perfect, but because of the power of God that is at work and living inside of us. Psalms 18 and 32 says this, "You have wrapped me in power, and now you've shared with me your perfection. You have wrapped me in power, and now you've shared with me your perfection." You see, it's not our holiness, it's not our ability, it's not our perfectness, but it's God's holiness, it's His power living inside of us. It's His perfection being poured in and then poured out that makes everything come together and work the way that it should. You see, we don't have to be perfect, but we should definitely be striving for perfection. You see, we need to understand that Joshua, while he wasn't perfect, he was striving to be something greater than he was. The Bible tells us that he was a man who had a different heart or a different spirit. David was the same way. David, for sure, we look at David's life, and David wasn't perfect, but it does tell us that David was a man after God's own heart. You see, and I don't think that either one of them got a pass on their flaws, so to speak, but I think what both of them discovered is that their power and their ability to present God as needed in their generation came from their submission to Him. And it wasn't their perfection, but it was His perfection working through them. Paul points to this in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. He says, "I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing." And I hope you feel that same way tonight. I hope that you're not settled and just content with your spiritual life, but I hope that you are still not full. And so because you aren't full, you are still pursuing. He goes on to say, "But I run with passion into His abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover." You see, living and leading with integrity requires passionate pursuit as we strive to fulfill our purpose in Christ and discover all that He has for us along the way. Because again, I believe each day brings something new, refreshing, and rewarding if we are pursuing and leading and living by example. You see, this living and leading with complete integrity of heart, it starts with each of us as individuals. Again, Joshua said, "As for me." David said, "I will walk." What we need to understand is that here the word heart represents our inner man, which is made up here of our mind, our will, and our soul. What we choose to know, how we choose to think, and how we choose to put that knowledge into action always matters and always bears its own fruit. Our resolve, our inclinations, our determination will produce our actions, which will make clear our example. Again, whether that example be good and of the Lord, bad and opposite of what the Lord needs, or just seemingly indifferent and middle of the road, really just kind of being ineffective altogether. You see, what we choose to feed our soul with will determine not only what and how we are influenced personally, but also how and what we influence others with, especially those within our own homes and households. To live and to lead with complete integrity of heart, we must surrender our entire inner man to God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. It can't just be one area. It can't just be one facet. God can't get a piece of the pie. He needs the whole pie. He needs our whole life to be surrendered to Him so that He is able to work completely in us and we are able to live and lead with complete integrity. If we are determined to see our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our families, our extended family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, or again, just humanity at large serving the Lord, we must first choose to daily live and lead with complete integrity of heart. Again, it's not a matter of what anyone else is doing. You have the choice to do what you need to do. And so we have to be men and women who are strong enough in our faith to say, even if no one else is doing what needs to be doing, I know that I'm going to remain with this heart of integrity, and I'm going to live and lead by example as best I know how, again, through the power of God, by the truth of His Word, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? You see, we can't treat our relationship with the Lord like it's somebody else's job. I love all of you, and my hope is to be able to help feed you and lead you and guide you and bring edification within the church, but I can't live out your spiritual relationship with God. That is only your job and your job alone. You see, we can't treat our call to point others to Christ as someone else's responsibility. We're all called to make disciples. You see, we can't assume that someone else will step up and live and lead with integrity so that it's passed on to the next generation, or even that it's passed on to the people just within our own household and home structures. But we can make sure that we do that. You see, again, we have choice. We can choose each day to passionately pursue God regardless of what everyone else is doing. And as we strive to be that example that will ultimately lead others to Him, that will reveal the good news and the gospel message of Jesus Christ. So what is your choice today? What will your continued determination be? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I will walk with my house, in my house with perfect, with a perfect heart. What will be our choice today? We have to choose. It's not a matter of what the pastor says. It's not a matter of what the Sunday school teacher says. It's not about grandma or grandpa's religion. It's about your relationship and what you choose to do each day and how you choose to live and to lead within your home and within your household. Father, I thank you today for your word. God, I thank you that you have given us the ability of choice. And God, I pray, Lord, that from the youngest to the eldest, God, and everything in between, Lord, whether we're single, whether we're married, Lord, whether we have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, God, no matter where we are on the spectrum, God, help us each to make that determination today that, God, it starts with us. And that, Lord, we will live and lead with complete integrity of heart, God, as we walk not just in our homes, but, God, every step that we take. Father, help us to understand the power of a heart yielded to you. God, help us to understand the power of someone willing to live and lead with that Christ-like integrity. And, God, help us to stand. God, help us to arise to the moment and the occasion, God, for such a time as this, and be that person for your glory, for your kingdom. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now, maybe tonight you're thinking, that sounds great, but you know, I've never really started this journey that you're talking about to begin with. So tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, maybe you've never made that first step of transition and confession, or maybe it's just been a long time. Maybe you have chosen to follow a different path, but through this message, you just felt like God was leading you and drawing your heart back to Him. I want you to just repeat this prayer after me tonight, if that's what you feel is working in your heart tonight. God, I acknowledge my need for a Savior. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived and died and now lives again. Forgive me of my sins and wash me clean. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe you raised him from the dead. And he is alive and now lives in me. Thank you for my salvation. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've just prayed that prayer for the first time or for the 40th time, please understand tonight that we rejoice and that all of heaven rejoices as well. And we want to welcome you into the family of God. And we just pray God's richest blessings on you and want to encourage you to continue to dig into His Word and make that connection and allow Him to begin to strengthen you and transform you from the inside out. I want to thank you all for being with us tonight. Continue to pray for the church, for the leadership, for the church family. And let's just believe God for great and mighty things in the days and weeks ahead.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.